today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back here on What's the Topic. Yeah, we're gonna come with the big 25 today. Yeah. So today's topic is the big 25. We're gonna look at 25 controversial stuff that are happening worldwide. Even here where we are in South Africa, where you are in America, wherever you are, because yeah, it's basically the common thing that's happening worldwide.
Nash.
Myself.
You've done something that has never been done before.
I know. I'm coming to you guys, isn't it? Introducing me.
Ah, you're supposed to introduce first and then introduce the show. What's wrong with you, bruh?
This guy is stiff, Nash. He's not good at adapting.
Hey.
Everything must remain the same.
No, remember he ditched us for a week and then he went that side. We don't know what they did to him.
Yeah, that side
and then he came back. Yeah, so tell us, what did they do to you?
Nah, nothing happened, bro. Hey.
He went to the mountain.
Oh.
It's winter now.
Yeah, you need to hibernate.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got my three awesome presenters here. Do you want to introduce yourselves? Deka,
the menace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I'll add extra
No. Nothing else, just
okay.
That.
Yeah, we'll keep it Deka, the menace. Let's go to the next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spike was delicious.
Yeah.
Wire on
delicious.
Fire.
Spike the course.
Hi, guys. It's Lindy.
The Lindinator.
Yes, the Lindinator. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, today's topic is going to be interesting. We're going to dive into the first three, and then the rest of the controversial topics, we're going to look at them the following week. So, before we get into that, here's a track for you to enjoy.
And it seems the sun won't shine today on our broken hearts that can't escape the pain. Won't you tell me it's not over? Can we work it out? Can we talk about getting through the hard, getting through these trying times? I need an answer tonight. Tell me everything is alright. Tell me everything is just fine. Tell me the words that I need in my life. Tell me everything is alright. Tell me everything is just fine. Tell me the words that I need to survive.
Hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, we are blaming Deka the Menace because he's back. Yeah, so it's on him. Yeah, can file a complaint against him.
Hi.
Uh-huh. So that's how it is. Yeah, I can disappear and then come back and then you expect
Scott free.
Hey, imagine. Nah, can't go like that. Okay, so the first three topics that we're gonna be diving into, the one be is gun control. So there's obviously a lot of things that are happening worldwide. I know in America they fought for the right to actually own a gun, for anyone to own a gun, and with them they gave it to them, so they won. Here we also have the same situation. People are fighting for the same thing. Now with you guys, what are your thoughts on the nation that we're living in? Because like in America there's a situation where they had a shooting. Okay, so there were kids that got shot in a high school. Basically.
But then it's like it's traditional for it to happen in the US. Every year.
Yeah.
Every 2 years there's like an incident of someone now, just getting shot.
Yeah, it doesn't
just happen, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing with them. Yeah, with them it's not like a everyday thing that today someone got shot, tomorrow someone got shot, the following day. It's like after a while, you have this whole big thing that happens. Yeah,
it's like
where,
a traditional ceremony. It's like the World Cup. Doesn't happen every day.
Yeah. Now, if we had to come home where we are, this whole gun control stuff, what are your point? Like, what's your take on that?
I think in SA, it's something that needs to be implemented. Like, gun control should be implemented because not everyone... I don't think Decker would be able to walk around the streets on a gun. He's got a short temper.
In fact, Lindy Nater, there she is.
Why are you mentioning me, bro? I don't have a short temper. Where did you get that?
So generally, looking at the crime stats of South Africa, the country that we're in, I don't think everyone should be allowed, or anyone should be allowed to just own a gun, like all willy-nilly and stuff. Yeah, I think there's like a few precautions that should be, taken into consideration before allowing that to happen.
You but say also, that, but people will feel safe by having a gun.
Mm-mm.
Ah,
no.
Nah. I swear.
Yep.
To them, when you ask them, like, why are you having a gun?
Of course, they'll come up with that answer.
Exactly, safety.
But that's not true.
But it is.
No.
How does it...
Why are you saying, you know...
Why I'm saying no. Not this whole gun thing. It's... It makes me cringe because I don't like guns, number one. I have an uncle with a gun. I don't like him at all. He knows that, right?
So you don't like your uncle?
I don't like my uncle. I don't like the gun. The fact that he has a gun, he's not a police. He has no reason to have a gun. Why on earth do you want a gun? Unless you're a hitman.
Okay, listen. What if someone comes in and tries to break into your uncle's house?
And then the person has the gun. They break in.
Wait, okay. When you asked your uncle, what was his reason?
His reason was to feel safe.
Exactly.
No, what about the thousands that don't have guns?
Then they should go get them.
The point I'm trying to make,
and I'm going to come back to you when you said Americans and guns, and the point that I'm trying to make is not everybody's allowed to have a gun, right? My brother wanted a gun, right? Went, registered and everything, right? But there are certain things that require you to have a gun. Are you mentally stable, number one? Do you have a short temper, number two? All those characteristics that they want you to have for you to have a gun, I promise you, 99% of the population, they will not get guns because they are mad, number one. They don't use their minds, number two.
You are part of that 99%.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wouldn't let myself have a gun because I'm short-tempered. I'm irrational.
You're saying that 1%.
The 1%.
They check out. Listen, the one that.
The 1% is very stable.
They check out. I don't think so.
Yes, not everyone has a gun. Even police themselves. There are characteristics that you need to follow for you to have a gun. You don't just get a gun.
But for me, I think the nation that we're in, whether you have. Whether they make it legal or they don't make it legal. Obviously, I'm not for them making it legal for everyone to have a gun. Because, that means anyone can shoot anyone. and they can use, you know, their own definition of why they're short or self-defense or stuff like that. But looking at now, the current situation, it's not legal for everyone to have a gun, but people still do get guns.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but then, Petro, there's criminal activity everywhere. Like, you can put laws, but people are always going to break those laws.
Exactly.
You see? But then, allowing it would kind of be like, obviously, there's going to be regulations maybe put into, like, okay, you can't overstep such and such rules and all that stuff.
Mm.
But then, me knowing the country that we're in, I don't think it's a viable idea, because then, hey man, it's already not safe as it is.
Yeah.
Owning a gun, for me, I feel like it would increase
the problem.
Yeah, the dangers of living in this country.
Yeah.
And even if the motion passes that, like, they're trying to, like, stop guns, we're in South Africa, Baba.
People already have guns now.
I'm saying, like, even if they, like, they, if they, even if the motion passes, people are gonna get guns straight up.
Okay, please clarify on what you said about Americans and the gun violence day, guys. Can I correct you?
Oh, no, what? Don't
spikers.
Spike. Can I say anything?
You for you guys normalized the gun violence that is happening in the US.
Yeah, because I'm not there.
The point I'm trying to make is, in the US, if you read up, like myself, I read anything that passes me by, I read it. I don't like anything that passes me by, I read it, right? Because I need to get knowledge, right?
Yeah.
You guys said gun violence in America happens every after 2 years or every after a while. No. Every single day. Even today, they're probably shooting someone somewhere.
So, even in SA.
Rephrase. Don't say every after a while. Every day. It's a lifestyle day, but let's not normalize gun violence.
Yeah. So it's normal to them.
No, it's normal not, everywhere. It's not normal because lives are taken. No, but my thing is, let's not normalize gun violence.
Yeah, it's not like
especially on kids.
Yes, teacher.
Yeah, no, I do agree with her. To an extent, it's not like I mean, you in Bella Vista. Obviously, Bella Vista being one of the areas, there you hear gunshots almost every day. Rosettenville, gunshots, people going under the bedroom, you know, like bed stuff, like, So, yeah, here it's like it's normal. Whether it's legal or not legal, can get a, go to your Perea, get a gun for 50 rand under someone's name, go and shoot someone.
You know, one thing I once said, like I heard it from a Chris Rock special. Like, instead of, well, we're talking about this gun violence thing. It's like, you know what they should do to, like, limit this thing of people just getting shot randomly or getting hit by a stray bullet? Increase the prices of bullets. So make bullets expensive. So that now you know if you want to kill someone, that person really deserved it.
Obviously my point of view is, making it legal, I'm not for it. I think you also stand on the same.
What you're saying, like, making it legal is...
Yeah, like making it legal for anyone to carry a gun anyway, wherever they go here.
Okay, like carrying it a gun, like, no. For me, it's a no. But having it at home in a safe,
I'm saying it's yes. That makes sense.
For me, it's a yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's also a great idea. No. No, I don't care how much you guys try justifying having guns in your homes. I don't think I want to bring my kids in your home that has a gun. No.
So what if I don't tell you?
Yeah?
If I don't tell you.
Then what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
That I have a gun.
No.
Yeah, you come to the house, you don't know that the gun is there.
Do not normalize guns. Guns are not okay.
Lindy, someone comes someone comes in and tries to break in a house.
Hey, they've broken into my house many times. You've never seen my dad carrying a gun around.
And you just let them, like, point a gun at your dad and taking everything in and out.
I'd rather have that. Take whatever you want, then leave in peace. than you shooting and now having a competitions who shoots who first. Do not normalize guns. Guns are not okay. I know someone who lost her dad because of a gun. No, don't normalize guns. They're not safe. It's just traumatic experience. No.
Okay. Let's jump onto the second along. One. Like
move along from a gun violence.
Okay, so the second one being the second one being the whole abortion. I know there's different situations like in different areas. With USA, there's other fights that are happening there concerning abortion. Colombia, there's also other fights happening that side.
What I'm trying to understand, why are men in women's business?
What? Like, why are men in women's business?
Why would he insert himself in women's business?
Do realize it takes two to tango, as they always say.
I get
that, but I'm speaking of a term, a rule that he put in place, saying abortion is illegal. Okay, and so
abortion is legal. That's what he said.
Who said abortion is legal?
Okay, go to Google.
Obviously, there's different places where you do see that abortion is legal.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Colombia, and then Colombia, obviously, they're fighting abortion mustn't be obviously made legal. It must actually be made illegal because the life that you're killing also deserves to live. That's what's happening there. And then you have your USA as well.
Mm-hmm.
After they did a survey where they were actually asking people, what do you think of abortion? And then they gave their input. And then they showed them a video of what happens during an abortion. Mm-hmm. Most of them were horrified.
Mm.
They were horrified because they had no knowledge of what an abortion actually is and what's the process that happens during an abortion. Most of them were horrified, and they actually said it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, I'm saying it shouldn't be allowed.
Both women and men.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about that specific video. That video you just mentioned, I'm talking about that one. It's not allowed. Whose body is this?
Doesn't matter.
Number one.
It doesn't belong.
I'm gonna say it again. It takes two.
So what are you saying?
Abortion. You guys say it shouldn't be allowed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Who said it shouldn't be allowed?
I'm saying it shouldn't be allowed.
Abortion shouldn't be allowed.
Who's body is this?
Because when you guys
unless you guys are prepared to raise kids, in Israel's economy.
I'm saying when you guys like gallivanting in the bed, like you weren't thinking what's gonna happen later. Like having a kid and thinking now I have to abort.
But then,
and now you're making that decision yourself. You're not even including the person you were with.
What if the guy is also the one saying, "Yeah, let's abort"?
But what if the guy is saying
but
no?
What if the guy says, "Let's abort"? I'm still standing with what I said in high school. If I happen to have done something and I, you know, the products
you
of that thing.
You didn't do something. You had sex. Unprotected
Jehovah.
Sex. That's what happened.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
If something like that had to happen, I promise you, the first thing I'll do is go to a doctor and consult and have my options open.
You know,
do I keep it? Do I terminate? What do I do? At this point in my life, I cannot take care of a child. I can't take care of myself.
So you're saying you're going to the doctor first? Not the boyfriend.
Trust me. I will go there knocking. I don't care about that. At this point, I don't care about the guy. He has less say in what I want to do.
Whose child is that?
Whoever.
Okay, I see.
These are the people you are going to get married to.
Guys, wait. Let me clarify. I think you guys don't get what I'm trying to say. At this point, me as Lindy Vilagas, I don't want a kid.
Why are you having unprotected sex?
It's fun. Apparently, I don't know. I don't know, but it's fun. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is, Can I say it? I'm not keeping a child for anybody. I'm not keeping a child. I don't care if you're Tipper's grandson. I do not care. What? It's my body, my choice.
Are you going to have a kid, Vedder, one day?
I don't know.
So if they aborted you?
Then they did. Like,
so is that...
Then they did.
Alright, okay, alright, let's go for a song, eh?
That question was out of nowhere, Brian. So,
let's go for a song, eh? This situation, eh?
That question was out of nowhere,
let's go for a song, eh? It's too interesting, eh? Here's a track for you to enjoy.
It's my body, my choice.
Enjoy the track. Hope you enjoyed that track. If you didn't enjoy it, it was on Lindy.
Oh, wow.
She executed it properly.
I feel like you guys. I feel sorry for your girlfriends if you guys are dating.
Nah, he only has a platonic friend.
Oh wow, we back at it again. Okay, okay, cool. It's fine, bro. It's fine.
Yo,
I like, I feel like you guys, like, I feel sorry for girlfriends. Okay, let me make a scenario. Ne? Say you guys, one of you impregnates like a girl, ne? And then she's like, I'm not ready. And he's like, I'm ready. Then you become married.
No, the problem is
no.
You don't talk to the boyfriend of the situation.
I'm telling
you,
she
like,
tells you, Guti, she's pregnant. She's not ready. You are ready. Then what happens?
We talk about it.
No.
We talk
about
it.
I've made up my mind.
You've made up your
we
mind.
We're doing it with or without you.
Who's going to say this?
Yes, it's...
me. I can say it.
Sure. Hey. Okay.
Hi.
Myself, this whole abortion stuff being made legal, I am against it because, yeah, from my side, number one, that baby that's there, the guy also has a say in terms of whether that baby is going to live or die. Number two, that woman's body, the fact that the baby's there, that body does not belong to you. Belongs to the baby. And the baby deserves to live.
It's not a baby yet. It's a fetus. It isn't.
What is
growing?
Okay, how do you define life?
I don't know. I don't want to get into a Christian
If
I'm saying I'll have an
If you go in the medical field, life begins when a cell is formed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when life begins.
It's bad enough I'm a Christian.
A living organism.
I'll have an abortion.
That's a cell.
Please.
Okay.
It's really bad.
I'm against abortion. Spike was delicious. What is your take?
Hey, yeah, no. It's a touchy thing, but hey, hopefully, I say people should allow abortion to be legal, bro.
Okay.
I might need to abort somebody. Okay.
So you're making it legal because you wanna abort someone.
But nah, okay, like on a serious note, I think nah man, people have you have the choice to do what you, if they allow it.
Okay, now me, I have a question. Finish your sentence. Hey.
Yeah, man, I'm for it, honestly. I'm for it. The same way someone would use plan B's and not abort, ne? That's like termination before anything could happen, Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. Yeah, plan B. Literally taking morning after pills. That's preventing you even getting to the pregnancy stage and all that. So that's like, you've already done the procedure. You just like didn't wait long enough for anything to form.
Okay.
I'm for it. And it is what it is.
I am so happy right now.
I'm still gonna ask this question, Lindy.
I am
what
so
do you
happy
think?
Right now. You agreed with me for what?
I have my own reasons.
I am so happy. Right now.
I am so
happy.
Mm. So, what is your?
If you wanna afford. Do it. Okay. Do it, Shem. Do it. It's bad enough I'm saying this. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, and it's bad enough I'm saying this. Right. But God, where he is, he knows that we are not having kids anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
We are not having kids anytime soon. Imagine, guys, imagine a 13-year-old pregnant. Imagine that scenario in your head.
Exactly.
That's a good
when
question.
They were
what if she's raped? What if you rape?
13 years old, and she's pregnant. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh hell no.
So you're saying it's the baby's fault?
No, she's terminating the thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is it the thing's fault now?
This is my question. A serial killer that kills people. Is that right?
Serial killer that kills
so
people.
Now what makes you different from that serial killer?
No, you are differentiating things that are totally different.
Okay,
that person
someone,
that they're killing.
For someone to become a serial killer, there's a root in the problem, right?
No, me, I'm talking about them killing their person. So they kill a person who's living.
Okay, you shouldn't say
I think maybe I shouldn't use serial killer. So a person who goes and murders or kills another person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's not right.
Okay, so what makes you different from that person? Because you're also killing a living cell.
It's because then I'm not gonna have a kid that I don't
want. So if you want the right to kill a child that you don't want, that means that person has the right to kill someone that they wanted to kill.
If that's how you see it, if okay, that makes logical sense to you,
then yeah,
no,
sure.
There's no way I'm gonna argue with you, bro.
Like,
honestly,
it makes.
Let me make an example. As she said, a 13-year-old is pregnant. She was raped by maybe her uncle,
and
now she's pregnant.
Child. And I have to
do you expect her to keep the child?
And oh, then no. My question was, is it the child's fault?
Yeah.
Not the child's
fault,
but you as the one carrying the kid, you don't want to have a kid with your uncle. You're going to raise your own kid knowing that you were raped by your uncle.
You have a choice,
and then they give you a choice to abort or keep. Because you're not forced to keep the child or to abort the child. You have a choice to pick. Like, hey, this I don't want to live with this burden for my whole life. So I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to abort it.
But you know, there's some like women who were raped and then got pregnant and then gave birth.
They chose that.
Exactly.
Right? Is it wrong?
No, I didn't say that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not
because
exactly. So the thing is that my argument to this is it like the child's fault?
Because now you fault.
Exactly. Don't kill the baby,
it's
because
like,
you.
What? God, me, I'm taking. Listen, Fitch, every action has a reaction, right? So my action, I had sex, unprotected sex.
Sure.
The consequence was pregnancy. And then now I don't want to be a father. She doesn't want to be a mother. And then what we do? We're like, yo, the best thing possible at this point. We'll terminate.
Okay, so when you guys were wrestling each other in the bed,
you didn't think about it. No, we're still having fun.
Hey!
I feel like you guys are just talking. I'm the only woman in this table.
What do you mean?
There's
now?
Women
I'm the only
that
woman
are,
in this table. I'm
you see
not
what you just
what
said?
You mean?
There's women
that
I know that are against what you just said. I have a friend who is a result of rape. The mother has never said what you just said.
Some women can.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I can want to have I'd want to abort maybe a kid, and it was not because I raped someone or she felt like I was raping her. It was both consensual, né? Both ways. And then she's like, yo, my position in life right now doesn't allow me to have a kid. That's how she feels. Mm-hmm. And then I also agree with it because I'm like, hey. Man, life is kicking, and I don't want to have a kid right now. So then the best solution for us, as we sit down and delegate, we're like, okay, best thing to do is terminate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what if, I don't mean any offense by this,
Yeah.
What if your mother sits you down, confesses that I wanted to abort you, then what would you say?
I'm like, well, you failed. I guess we'll never know. She failed.
Clearly. But like I feel like abortion should be allowed. I'd rather abort than throw a baby that is born through a train.
There's organizations where you can take the baby to.
Exactly. Give up your baby
for adoption. They're going to raise the baby.
Neshi, when I say abortion, I don't want a reminder. I'm throwing away something that I don't need a reminder from.
So you think when you abort that baby, there's not going to be a part of you that's still going to remember that act that
of
you did.
Of course, something dies
so
in
what's
you
the difference between you
things,
having that and
matter
you?
Matter of fact is we are doing it regardless of something dying in you.
Okay, let's say you do that abortion and then maybe just one day you decide to have a baby.
And I can't. Then I can't.
No, I'm not saying you can't. You just decide to have a baby and then the baby's born out. You won't remember the abortion that you did last time.
This is life. Psychological matters.
Okay. For the audience, let us know your standing on this whole situation.
Like you guys are debating something that is very obvious.
Okay, I am not gonna say anything further. Do let us know what your feedback is and what you think on the whole situation. Unfortunately, from us, we have to love you and leave you. Yeah,
mission abort.
You're pushing
the green party into a mission abort, my G.
Yeah, no, enjoy this last track. If it's good morning, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. Good evening, good evening. If it's good night, me, I'm defeated. Peace. Yeah.
Bro, this is it. Yeah.
I do not approach life on the basis of ambition. Trying to get ahead on the basis. masses of man systems. We can make plans with stanzas, the Lord's vision. So let my understanding be planted in your wisdom. That's the balance of your mission. Take us out of orphanages and put us on the Forbes. It's the level that we finish doesn't show up with our origins. This world didn't notice us, but that ain't where the story ends. Took us out of death and made us into immortals. The seed of God's word is fortified in the soil. Eternal life given to burn with a bright fervor. The children of light serving like heaven visited earth. I'm awake, not out searching for more sleep. It's more deep than pulling up in velour seats. The rich of this world is still poor, please. Compared to God, we all fall short like we 4 feet. I only came up cause he raised up.
From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior. His righteousness laid on us.
On us.
And that's the greatest change that he gave us. The Lord, you're so gracious. The Lord, you're so gracious.
World and lose your soul in the process. Bank account full, but your mind's like a mosh pit. I got money too, but kept my peace in the process. Seek God first and let him elevate our prospects. But that was not my intent. Money's not my motivation. I just want to know God and be in God's house like Jacob when he dozed off. Front lines like a nose guard where it's cold enough to get your face froze off. Most High desires mercy. He is so merciful. All things work together. He is so purposeful. Jesus sacrificed his life for you. You're so worth it to him. He is all we need. You see, this world has no virtue to it. At least no virtue apart from the things that God established. Justice and mercy, his rulership isn't autocratic. My life changed significant, so I feel dramatic. And still submit, cause God's will isn't automatic. I only came up cause he raised up.
From the grave, my sins laid on the Savior. His righteousness laid on us.
On us.
That's the greatest change.